You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry about that. I was hoping to finish swallowing what I was eating. I had snack time. It's always important to eat some snacks right throughout the day. I hate getting caught eating. You know, I'm not going to try to swallow and choke and get this all eaten fast just because I'm coming on air. Listen, I'm a normal human being. I'm going to want to eat, okay? Personally, if I was watching the news and somebody was sitting there eating a sandwich, right, while giving the news report, I really wouldn't have a problem with that. Why does everybody have a problem? Why do I have to have no food in my mouth every time I broadcast? I got to go tell you guys something. I do have an issue that I'm noticing when it comes to, I'm sorry, when it comes to swallowing slower. Are you guys noticing that? You used to be able to gulp down food and then run outside and play. You know, there's a condition that some people have. It's called dysphagia, where they end up either having pain or difficulty swallowing foods. And, you know, we'll ask you guys, all right, well, is it worse, you know, when you drink something? Is it worse when you eat something? They'll say, no, you know, solid foods, it just goes down slower. Are you guys noticing that you need to chew your food more and more and more? Yeah, that could be a sign of aging, or it could be a sign of you having some narrowing of your esophagus. Now, there was a study that came out saying if you do chew your food really, really slow and really, really thoroughly, you'll eat less, take in less calories, lose weight. I dig that. I think those of us that eat fast and we don't even realize what we've eaten, I mean, you really need to eat slow and really let it kind of settle in and let the body know. When you do eat something slow, it does last. The problem is we're all in a hurry. You know, one of the articles out that came out today saying Starbucks is going to do this trial app that lets you order in advance so you don't have to stand in line. You know how I talked about how this world is getting more and more, I don't want to use the word ADD, but where, you know, we just don't want to wait for our food. We don't want to wait for a letter. We don't want to wait for a phone call. All we want is what we want now, which isn't true attention deficit, but we're getting so used to having what we want now, not waiting because we're afraid of waiting and boredom, etc. Well, Starbucks now may actually do away with the line. I mean, can you imagine not having to stand in line anymore? Now, I don't buy coffee, but what do most of you guys do in line anyway? Well, you play video games, right? Because you don't like to be bored. Whatever happened to just talking to the person next to you? I love talking to people. I'll sit there at Walmart when I'm in line. I'll just throw up a conversation. I love just talking to people. Okay? Yep. And my husband's like, I just want to sit in quiet. Do we really have to? Why can't we just, you know, enjoy the quiet in line? I can't. Okay? I just need to hear, so I just need to be doing something. Now, maybe I'm hyperactive. Yeah, I think I'm hyperactive. I think so. I have great attention, but I'm hyperactive. I can't just sit there. Now, sometimes, yes, I'm tired. Sometimes I don't want to talk. It's a very rare moment, a rare time. But for the most part, that's what I like to do. If somebody said, oh, here, you don't have to wait in line, you know, I kind of miss that talking. But then again, I do have, you know, things to see and people to do. I'm a pretty busy person. Now, I do, though, have to warn you guys about this Candy Crush. Okay, I have Candy Crush. Every now and then I play it whenever I'm not stuck on a quest. And what I find very, very interesting about the Candy Crush is I notice my eyes are getting worse. And maybe I shouldn't just be blaming Candy Crush, but I really don't play other things on my phone. But are you guys noticing that Candy Crush just seems to be way too bright? Now, what I'm going to try to do, because every time, like I'm right now looking at the Candy Crush screen, and I just feel like I have eye strain. So I'm going to just try lowering. I think there's a way for you to lower your brightness on the phone, but I'm a little nervous that something like a video game could make me feel bad after I play. And I'm not talking bad because I lose. There's a lot of, you know, Candy Crush, the reason why it works is you get so much positive reinforcement when you play. But bad in terms of my eyes feel bad after I play. I just want to know if any of you guys out there feel the same thing. Do you guys notice after you play some of these video games that your eyes are just tired or you have a headache? And I've never noticed that until I played Candy Crush. Now, maybe it is an age thing because, again, I don't really play video games. But it's just one of those things where I'm just looking at this and it just bothers me. Like right now, I'm getting this pain, like you guys are getting listening to my show. I'm getting this pain right at the top of my head above my eyes. And it could be just psychological. But, and yeah, it is addictive. I'm playing it right now. All right. Okay, put it away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Selfies are fueling plastic surgery rates, where more, I guess, people are seeking plastic surgery. And they think it's because of so many people doing selfies and seeing that, wait a second, they don't really seem to look as good as they want to. All right. So then we have, let me see here. this is a funny one. All right. Well, some of us have dogs. Some of us have cats. Some of us have dogs and cats. Depending on the pet you have, we are able to figure out what type of a person you are. So that's going to be kind of interesting. All right. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I finally finished swallowing my food. I can now move on. I was looking at Fox News reading their health section, and they had a headline that caught my eye. It said, the easiest way to shave off 500 calories. Now, apparently the author, you know, it's interesting. It just says prevention. It doesn't, oh, here we go. Ashley Koff is a registered dietitian. She gives us these little tips that we could do to shave about 500 calories a day. You start shaving off 500 calories a day, you could lose a couple pounds a week, a few pounds a month. So they say make sure to swap your 2% milk for unsweetened almond milk. Cup for cup, you save about 100 calories. Then they say get those pre-portioned ounce of dark chocolate versus taking up on a whole cup of chocolate ice cream. Some of these small pre-portioned things could give you just enough of the sweet taste. Then they also say skip 8 ounces of lemonade and maybe use some lemon and some liquid stevia in your iced tea. All right. So if you're going to make yourself an Arnold Palmer, rather than putting real lemonade, maybe use lemon and some stevia. I don't think I like to recommend sugar substitutes, though. Swap some fruit for juice. Choose chai latte tea. I don't know. And then lean steak. No, thank you. I like my steaks really marbled. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can find us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Talk Superstation, KDWN, and a variety of affiliates. We are so excited to be adding two more affiliates this week. Once we're on air, we are going to make the announcement. And I just love the fact that you guys are so so loyal. I get your emails, and hopefully I've answered every email. I think we are 100% caught up with emails. I'm so excited. All right, so what does your pet reveal about you? This is very, very interesting, okay? Apparently, research has discovered, okay, that depending, right, on the type of pet that you have, it reveals a lot about you. Like, for example, you know, if you're a dog owner, you're supposed to be pretty hardworking. You're supposed to be pretty sociable. Yet, if you're a cat owner, you may be more on the lazy side. Okay, now that makes no sense because I have cats and dogs. So, what am I? working, or am I lazy? The poll was conducted by a British pet insurer called Pet Plan, and I guess they're celebrating the launch of its Find a Pet website, and this is how they're getting a lot of attention. All right? They say the most popular pet among the respondents, of course, was the dog. Yeah. All right? And then cat owners made up about 21%. See, a lot of people hide the fact that they're cat owners because there's this stereotype of quote-unquote cat people. You're a cat person. What does that mean if you're a cat person? Okay? If I go to the shelter and there's an animal that I want to adopt, I don't care what kind of an animal it is. I've had fish. I've had rabbits. You know, it just doesn't matter. If I want to adopt an animal, I'm going to adopt an animal. Over half of the dog owners described themselves as hardworking. A third said they were outgoing and logical. A fifth described themselves as neat. Huh. All right. Now, cat owners are supposed to be introverted, messy, or couch potatoes. Rabbit owners, they think people who have rabbits are creative. Okay. A third said they were laid back. 16% admitted to being scatterbrains. We had a cat because my roommate in college wanted a cat. So we had a cat, I guess, or a bunny rabbit. And the bunny rabbit, we named her Chloe. She had one ear up, one ear down, and Chloe would just go around and potty. Now, they say dog lovers who owned German shepherds, okay, were the most hardworking. The dog owners that had border terriers were the more neat, okay, like neat keeping clean. Cat owners who owned Persian cats were more laid back, but those who had tortoise shells were more shy. If my cat had a turtle shell, I would be probably freaked out. Okay, so this is very, very interesting. Okay, so let's say dog owners, German shepherds, more hardworking. Cocker spaniel. If you have a cocker spaniel, you were more likely to say you were scatterbrained. Border terrier, very neat. Staffordshire bull terrier, messy. Spring, not the dog, the owner. Springer spaniel. If you have a Springer spaniel, you consider yourself extroverted. If you had a West Highland Terrier, this has been reported by Daily Mail, you would be a couch potato. I don't know what you see. To me, if you had a hunting dog, if you had a lab, if you to me, I would think that would mean extroverted, liking to hunt, you know, maybe more gun owner. I don't know, right? Right? You know, because you like to have your hunting dog with you. Not that your lab is a hunting dog. It's just he's just a pal no matter what. Cat owners. All right. I don't really know much about, you know, the different types of cats. I got a white cat. I got a tabby cat. And I got a Persian cat. So some of you guys may be more logical if you have a short hair. If you have a tortoise shell, you may be more of an introvert. Persian, extrovert, and more laid back. Rabbit owners, we already said what that is. So, okay, so depending on the type of pet, we could psychologically analyze you. Now, I just want to psychologically analyze this, not having lines. As we're starting to see Starbucks and other places come up with an app, don't taxi cab drivers want to do this too, where there's an app where you could say where you need to be picked up so you don't have to sit there and wait. Now, I've been in New York City. If I need a cab, it's really easy. All I have to do is wave a cab down. It's a piece of cake. New York City is probably one of the easiest places to get a cab. But I think there's companies that now are going after this app type of issue. All right? I think there's even ERs where you could text or there's some sort of an app so that you don't have to wait. See, I don't understand how that works. You know, I mean, when I waited tables, if I was expecting a reservation and they didn't show up, that could really screw up your night because you hold the reservation for 15 minutes and then you have to move in. I hate that. I you know, so I couldn't imagine doing that where you make your order and then you don't show up. Now, if you are able to pay on this app, that would make some sense. But apparently they say more than 11% of Starbucks store transactions are handled with a mobile device, and they think it's going to double a year from now. So right now, they could sell things, right, you know, which is pretty smart for them doing the whole app thing. And then now you could buy your, you know, I did that with Outback. I wanted to do some pickup Outback. Right? You know, because I was just really, really craving some steak. And then they ask, you know, for $2.99, do you want an extra salad for this? You want this? You want that? You know. And so it's sales. If you're a company that isn't doing an app, you're really far behind the times. You need to have an app. As a doctor, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous to have an app or email. Patients will email the radio show, I have chest pain. Send. And you know, now there's some sort of a relationship between the patient and the doctor, and there's some sort of documentation on the time that person had the symptom. You don't want your doctor being on their cell phone all day. Now, some of you already think that your doctor's on the cell phone anyway, that, you know, no change. But still, but medicine's going to go that way. If everything goes to apps and you're not having to wait in line, etc. But here's my thing. People are late. Patients are late. Doctors are late. I don't see how you could handle the lateness. It's in human's nature to be late. Yeah, we don't want to wait. What we want, what we're going to have a society of, is people saying, I want what I want, when I want it, and not dependent on my actions. It's just there for the picking. Pizza Hut was brilliant by in airports doing such that. You want your personal pan pizza? Here. We got the cheese, we got the meat, we got the pepperoni. You just come up and grab it and move on. We don't have to order anything in particular. It's just there for you. You get to come up whenever the hell you come up. Yeah, you may have to wait a little bit, buy it, and leave. And now Little Caesars is doing the same thing. You could run in. They have some sort of pizzas already ready. You could pick any of those and leave. This is where we're going. So for any of you guys that have a business and you're trying to figure out how to compete with others out there, you got to be faster. You got to be quicker. And it can't be dependent. You have to have a no guilt free type of transaction with the patient so that they could be as late as they want to and still get piping hot coffee or pizza. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And now, you know, many of us, we want plastic surgery. Why do we want plastic surgery? Because apparently a study has found that we don't like the way we look in selfies. Okay? The American Academy of Family Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery revealed that one-third of its 2,700 members reported an increase in procedures last year due to pictures taken on social media. As a result, they saw a 10% rise in nose jobs and a 7% increase in hair transplants. You also saw a 6% increase in eyelid surgery. Now, we're going to be talking about after the break how many women feel they've hit their prime at age 50. And I was looking at some of the women they're talking about, like I think Christy Brinkley is 58, Sharon Stone is 54, and these women are still drop-dead gorgeous. They are. And so I think it's not so much the selfies as much as I think many of us kind of realize that, you know, you don't have to be looking like your grandma did when she was in her 50s. There's so much we can do these days. But I have to admit, I've never had such a complex since this whole Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all that other stuff. All right? Because you get to see yourself the way other people see you, and that is scary. Men are more and more going for Botox and hair transplants. Women, eyelid lifts, even men eyelid lifts. Now, I guess the selfie at the Oscars was supposed to be a real big deal, I guess, and then I guess other people tried to do selfies as well. I don't really I didn't really watch the Oscars, so yeah, I think selfies are cute, and yeah, I think it was great. They got a lot of attention with that, but this is a problem. All right, we live in a society now where we have to feel like we look correct all the time. We also have to make sure we say things correctly. We are always scrutinized. There is nothing you could do or say or appear as that's not going to be traced decades or centuries from now. That's a lot of pressure on the average person. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. green beans, and green peas. Easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Remember to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so, you know, a study came out today saying autism disorders are more linked to environmental factors than we think. Now, you know, we used to think it was very genetic. There was some gene at play. Then there was the theory about a couple decades ago that it was vaccines that caused autism. And we were like, no, autism is a gene. No. Now they're saying that they think toxins in the environment can play even much more significant role than we think. A new study published in the journal PLOS Plus Computational Biology, researchers from the University of Chicago examined medical records from more than 100 million people living in the United States. Their analysis revealed that autism and intellectual disability rates correlated at the county level with incidences of quote-unquote genital malformations in newborn males. According to researchers, this association is an indicator of exposure to harmful environmental factors during congenital development. So basically they say what happens during pregnancy, there are certain sensitive periods where the fetus is vulnerable to a range of small molecules, whether it's plastics or drugs or environmental pesticides, etc. And some of these small molecules essentially can alter development. Now, why though, more so boys, and in this particular experimental observation, why the reproductive system? That's kind of interesting. So apparently the researchers looked at data from individual states and more than 3,100 counties comparing autism rates and cases of congenital malformations of the male reproductive system like micropenis, hypospadias, where the urethra is on the underside of the penis as opposed to the center, undescended testicles, etc. They also looked at these birth defects in female population as well. After adjusting for, you know, ethnicity and gender and socioeconomic factors, etc., they found that autism rates increased by 283% for every 1% increase in frequency of congenital malformations. They say intellectual disability rates increased by 94%. So I guess in areas where you're seeing more malformations, it could predict very strongly the rates of autism in that area. So, Now, of course, with autism, we seem to see that more so in boys, but we are seeing varying degrees in females as well. But we do see it more in boys. They also found that boys with autism are almost 6 times more likely to have congenital malformations. Incidence of autism in females is also linked to malformation rates, but not as strongly as male. So, okay, what does that mean? What do we, you know, I don't know, okay? What we do know is we are seeing more and more autism spectrum disorder. They say about 1 in 88 children as a whole, 1 in 56 boys. That is a lot, and it is growing and increasing. Now, maybe the number's increasing because we're just identifying it a little better. You know, now we're like, oh, this person has Asperger's, this person, you know, and they're all along the autism spectrum. But the condition is 5 times more likely to occur in boys than girls. We still don't know an actual cause. Now, we do know that kids with autism are extremely intelligent, and they have intellectual gifts that we can't even comprehend. So the only problem with this is if they're looking at it as a quote-unquote malformation, I understand that there are social deficits with many kids with autism, and I understand you have the severe and you have the highly functioning, etc., but your less severe autistic patients that are highly functioning seem to have, like I said, intellectual capabilities that we can't comprehend. And I'm a little nervous about us stereotyping these as quote-unquote being affected with a quote-unquote disorder or disability, all right? Yes, certain things could be disabling, okay? You know, you have a lot of people that have a lot of gifts, unfortunately, could come with something that could disable them from certain emotional things or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is autism is really, really gone to the degree where it's, I don't know a family that doesn't have somebody with autism. I mean, I have 4 nieces and nephews. 4. 2 with Asperger's, 2 with severe autism. And, you know, what is that? And that's why I have a tough time thinking it's something environmental solely, because my family member who has these 4 children, she lived in different areas when she was pregnant with one of them and then the next one. So she lived in different areas, different fathers. On 2 of them was with one father, 2 of them with another father. You know, so to me, I think it's something genetic. But then again, when it comes to environmental, one theory I have is actually fibroids. All right. Now, I don't know much about how a fibroid could cause or be an issue, but I'm finding that many women who are older, right, when they have a baby, more at risk of giving birth with somebody with autism, right? Okay. So there, many older women that have a child with autism, they've also been known to have fibroids. So I also wonder, could a fibroid be an issue? Maybe pressing on something, I don't know. Okay, it's just a theory I have out there that I'd like to know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of pregnancy, they say pregnant women who have been exposed to secondhand smoke, again, another study comes out saying they have a higher risk of miscarriages, stillbirths, and fetal deaths. If the pregnant woman is not smoking, her baby could still be at risk. The study was the first to investigate the effects of secondhand smoke using quantified lifetime exposure levels. All right? Because we're trying to, you know, tell family members to stop smoking around the kids. They looked at 80,000 women between the ages of 50 and 79. Researchers asked the women about their own smoking and the amount of secondhand smoke they were exposed to. Among the women who never smoked themselves, the chances of having a stillbirth were 22% higher for those who were exposed to any tobacco than those who were unexposed. They already took into effect alcohol, weight, education. They already, you know, gleaned that part out. For women who were exposed to the highest lifelong levels of secondhand smoke, the risk of having a stillbirth was even greater, 55% higher than among those exposed women. That is pretty scary. We had a family member that had a stillborn at 5 months. That is just, it's awful. Every woman's worst nightmare. Researchers defined the highest level of exposure to secondhand smoke was at least 10 years of exposure during childhood, at least 20 years during adulthood, and at least 10 years in the workplace. Now, many of us grew up with smoke because we had family members that smoked. I mean, that's just, you know, so it's going to be kind of interesting to see if we have less stillborns, less miscarriages, as the new millennials seem to be in a more smoke-free society. Yeah, you got a lot of people vaping, and that could be now a whole new issue. But the idea of where we have, it's now out of vogue, right, for there to be a smoking section in a restaurant right next to a non-smoking section. It's out of vogue for certain casinos to be smoking casinos. You know, we're going to start seeing a new population less exposed. That would be a very, very interesting study. Now, also ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancies were also found to be linked to secondhand exposure. That's where the fertilized egg attaches outside the uterus, many times in one of the fallopian tubes. Very interesting. I need to look up the story. I heard that there's a lady who had given birth to a baby that actually grew outside the uterus. I'm going to look that up. Oh, we also, by the way, have a gorilla that was born by C-section. Oh, my gosh, this gorilla is so cute. You know, we were doing Throwback Thursday on Facebook where you throw a picture of what you look like as a baby. I wanted to put that picture of the little gorilla baby because I think that's kind of funny. Instead, I put a picture of an egg and a sperm. It was really, really cute. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, I appreciate the emails we're getting from people who want to help kids fight blood cancer. Starting March 21st, we're going to be raising money to help people pay for their medical costs when it comes to fighting blood cancer. We do that through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, a phenomenal organization. We have all the paperwork you guys need if you are going to be submitting a donation and you need something for your tax records, 503C, whatever you guys need. Please email me on any ways you could help. Our campaign actually starts March 21st, but for any of you that have ideas on how to help raise money, or if there's something you could do in your particular city, I'd love to know about it, see how I could work with you guys on it, because this is a huge, huge drive that we're doing. I want to raise anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 for these kids and adults that are afflicted with blood cancer, and I think we could do it, all right? But I definitely need your help. So go to my website at drdahlia.com and email me if you can. I will see the email. Okay, I found a report on this woman who gave birth to a healthy baby that grew in her abdomen and not her womb. I believe she was about 32 weeks pregnant, so about a month shy of moving into full term, okay? So she was still a couple months early, okay? And she noticed that she was having trouble peeing and that the baby wasn't moving a lot, which is always important for any pregnant woman to know, all right? When the baby stops moving, you know that the baby's in trouble. Both of my kids stopped moving, and that was extremely frustrating and extremely, extremely scary when I was pregnant with them, but thank God the babies came out fine. So she had, I guess, she lived in Tanzania, and pregnancy test was positive, baby was growing, and I guess they think that the baby had landed, the zygote, the fertilized egg had landed in a fallopian tube, but the fallopian tube later pushed it out. When the fallopian tube pushed out the fertilized egg, it probably landed somewhere in her abdomen. Now, what I am kind of struggling with is how did she then get the placenta? Apparently, maybe it was somehow still, I don't know. I can't even think about, how that would work. But apparently, I guess she had a viable baby. The baby was not, this is very weird, was not in an amniotic sac and was not surrounded by normal amniotic fluid. So you just wonder, how could this baby grow? She was anemic, but baby and she were discharged and healthy. I'm really kind of confused, because usually you need the fluid. The amniotic fluid is actually what the baby urinates out. It also, amniotic fluid provides a protective cushion. Everything in the body has to be around something wet, right? Because otherwise it kind of dries out, even though, there's no opening, obviously. And usually babies born after abdominal pregnancies usually have a very, very shortened longevity if they have a high rate of birth defects. Because usually amniotic fluid is a buffer. But from what we understand, baby did good. Baby did well. So that's pretty exciting. We'll keep you guys posted on how baby's doing. Thank God. All right. So the U.S. right now is still weighing in and looking at genetically altered fish to see if it is safe for consumers. FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg said it was examining as many as 35,000 comments about the application on the salmon by Boston-based Aqua Bounty Technologies, which I guess had applied for approval back in the mid-90s. All right, I guess they are considering this product application, but we still don't have an answer yet. Apparently, the altered fish, known as Aqua Advantage Salmon, would be the first genetically altered animal product to be able to get to then the plates of consumers in the U.S., according to Fox News. They said its salmon is safe to eat and would help address numerous food supply issues, including the demand for healthier food and depleted fish stocks. You know how they're talking about moving the fish because of the drought also? So if we could farm our own fish, and I guess, according to this company, Genetically Engineer, that could possibly protect us from certain food crises. But obviously we have some concerns when you start to genetically alter food, because the one thing we know is there's always a negative to every positive and a positive to every negative. So you start to change something, there's some sort of, not by negative meaning something bad, but in terms of, for every time you go forward with something, something else had to have been pulled back type of thing, okay, in science and in mathematics, etc. So, you know, in terms of genetically modified organisms and genetically modified food, you know, I don't really even know. I can't, because it hasn't been around. We don't have enough test subjects, and it's going to be something that I think a lot of us are going to have to do a leap of faith on. Okay, I mean, if you're hungry, okay, I don't see how one salmon that's genetically modified could really hurt you, but you just kind of wonder when you start to mess with nature what could happen. Now, many people have these little poultry flocks, okay, I guess in their, you know, in their backyard, okay, and I have a patient that has, you know, flocks of chicken, etc., and the chickens laid eggs, and they gave us some of the eggs, pretty cool, okay, but apparently we are seeing a rise in salmonella infections. All right. And they say they're seeing an increase in number of outbreaks of salmonella infections and people being sick, and they have linked them back to people who have chickens or ducks in their backyard. Barton Behravesh, a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Public Health Services, is affiliated with the Division of Foodborne, Waterborne, and Environmental Diseases at the CDC. She and her colleagues reviewed the research and found that people having more backyard flocks appear to be more and more affected with salmonella. Now, here's the thing. Nothing is going to be sterile, okay? But if you have, I mean, you know, if you don't cook the food properly, if it's laying somewhere on the counter, or you pick something up, or, I don't know, something splatters, this is where people are getting exposed to the salmonella. Salmonella, they get into their GI tract, can cause diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, septic shock, pretty serious stuff. Salmonella is nothing to play with, okay? You thought the Listeria outbreak was bad, killing people because it was on cantaloupes. You know, they all could be pretty deadly. Now, there was a very, very interesting study we talked about a few months ago, how they said maybe don't wash your chicken before you cook it. And, you know, when people are dealing with raw chicken, you know, you think you should wash it because it should be clean. Well, raw chicken is not going to be sterile. Now, I love the idea of not having drippy blood. You know, when I grew up, we were taught that you always soak the chicken in some salt water because it bleeds. It allows, it for some reason, quote-unquote, bleeds it out. So you have then less blood. Then you take it out of the pot of water, and it should have less salmonella. So there's a variety of things that people do. But one of the latest studies, it said stop washing the chicken because you're splashing salmonella all over in the splash zone all over the house. And that's ridiculous, and it's not going to be sterile anyway. Cook your food. That's the best way. And I believe we calculated, what, about 165 degrees? All right, I need to double-check. Most meat, you can't go wrong if the internal temperature is 165 degrees, okay? Just something to kind of think about, all right? I think we spread a lot of germs. Sometimes try not to spread germs. Look at the whole hand sanitizer and superbugs. In the first hour, we were talking about how anti-inflammatory, similar to ibuprofen and naproxen, may be what we have to use later to fight superbugs. It was a pretty cool story. All right. So let me see if I have time for one more. We're coming up a break. Okay, what I'm going to want to talk about on tomorrow's show, Saturday, we're going to be talking about how we have more and more people on attention deficit medications, and we're finding more and more cell phone linked car crashes starting to become one of the highest causes for car crash injury and fatalities. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly, 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life
life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.